On behalf of Northeast Community Church, I greet you.
代表东北会社区的教会带来他们的问候。
We have just celebrated our Chinese New Year.
我们呢刚庆祝我们的中国的新年。
And we have a dinner. And we have a worship at back to back attached together. And recently at a church, we are preaching through the epistles of Philippians. So I prepared a passage from that book to share with you.
今天呢，我就预备了《腓立比书》的一段经文和大家分享。
We're going to study Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 18 today.
今天我们要分享呢，就是《腓立比书》的第二章的第十二节到二十八节。十八节。Okay.
Yeah. Let me read this in English, and then Shiba will read this in Mandarin. This is from the English Standard Version. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me.
腓立比书二章十二节，这样看来，亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服，就当恐惧战兢，做成你们得救的功。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心中运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的，都不要发怨言、起争论，是你们如何止的。
诚实无伪，在这弯曲背后的时代，做成无瑕疵的人，无瑕疵的儿女。你们现在这世代中，好像光明照亮，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日跑夸我没有功夫，也没有功劳。我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被浇炼在其上，也是行。
In 2012, our family went on a road trip to different places in the United States.
在2012年，我们家呢，在美国的各地呢有一个旅行。
One of the stops is a national park called Mammoth Cave.
那么我们去有一个就是一个叫大蒙雅的那一个洞，就是一个大石洞，一个国家公园。
The whole year, the cave stayed at 54 Fahrenheit.
那个洞呢，一年四季都恒温，都是在54华氏度。
So to go inside the cave, you actually need to put on some jacket to go in there.
你要进那个洞呢，夏天的时候你还穿比较厚的衣服。
Normally in a cave, you would not want to go into a cave.
一般来说呢，你不太会去一个洞。
Because it can be very scary.
进一个黑暗的洞里面有点吓人。
the tourist guy who brought us into the cave did an experiment with us. As we were all inside the cave, he said, "Let us turn off all the lights and let's let you feel like what it's really like inside the cave." So he switched off the light. I did not know how long that was. But that was the scariest thing in my life. Because you can't see a single thing. You cannot see your finger. And the darkness is so great that I feel oppressed. And the darkness pressed on you from all directions. And it doesn't matter which direction you turn, it is complete darkness. You can't see nothing. Sometimes we feel like our life is exactly like that. If you follow the news, you look at the how politicians talk about abortion and how they decided they can abort a baby even on the third trimester or even after birth.
当然你看新闻，你会看见有些国，在美国这些搞政治的，他们会在谈，可以堕胎啊，甚至在第三，就是快到九月了，还可以堕胎，你就觉得非常难过，沮丧。
And then honestly, you also see the rise of socialism in the United States. And I wonder sometimes, would there be any of us here that we think we may need to move somewhere else now? There is an author with the name of Francis Schaeffer. He wrote a book called How Shall We Then Live? And talk about the Christian faith in an age when the culture is deteriorating. And I think in a way that this letter Paul wrote to the Philippians addressed issues like that. We live in a relatively peaceful time. Paul's time was not like that. Under the Romans, the Christians are persecuted. Although not persistently, but the Christians are not welcomed in from wherever they are. But Paul here in this letter, I mean, actually he was actually in prison when he wrote it to the Philippians. If you read this letter, you will see that Paul actually is pretty joyful in writing this letter. The clue is in verse 17 and 18. Seventeen, you read, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I'm glad and rejoice with you all. likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me.
17节18节我们再读一遍。我以你们信心为贡献的祭物，我若被交遍在其上，也是此中，并且与你们众人一同起动，你们也照样起动，并且与我一同起动。These
words come from someone who are in prison is kind of surprising.
那一个在监狱里的人能写出这些话，是不是很奇怪？
The question is why.
那我们应该问为什么？
Why could Paul write something like this? Philippians are not problem free. If you read something in this letter, you can see they are struggling with some issues.
菲律宾那个教会呢，是有很多问题的，当时他们在面临很多问题。But
here Paul wrote a letter to encourage the Philippians.
这里呢，保罗写了一封信，在鼓励、在勉励菲律宾。And
they encourage them how they can be light in a dark world.
那在勉励菲律宾人要向。
If darkness are so suppressive around us, how can we be happy or joyful? The word is therefore in the English verse 12.
那这就是在英文里面呢，就是十二节。
Chinese say 这样看来, the English say therefore.
英文呢,
if you see such a word, whatever Paul wrote before that, the whole chunk of words before that would be very important.
那如果你看这个转折词，看到有这个词，那就是前面那段话是很重要的。
We have no time to cover those passages.
那当然，今天呢，我们没有时间来讲那些东西。But
you'll be aware from verse 6 to 11, it is a song, it's a hymn.
但是呢，你应该知道，就是《腓立比书》的第六节到第十二节，实际上是一个赞美诗，实际上是一篇赞美诗。And
the hymn actually have two sections.
那这赞美诗呢有两部分。
First section, talk about Jesus' humiliation.
第一部分呢是讲耶稣的降卑。
The second section, talk about Jesus' exaltation.
第二部分呢是讲耶稣的升高。
And then after this passage, we have our passage today, therefore.
那么见到经文以后，那么开始有这样看法。So
Jesus has died. Jesus raised from the dead, and therefore we can live as light in this dark world.
那就是说，耶稣为我们死去，耶稣复活了。正因为如此，我们就可以做这黑暗世界的光。But
we need some more details there.
那么我们还应该说有更仔细，我们需要一些更仔细的解释。How
can we live? How can we live as light in this world?
那在这个世上，我们怎么样才能？
First way,
那第一呢?
We have to work out our salvation.
那我们应该依靠我们救恩来生活。Work
it out, make it real.
那让我们的救恩呢，是一个很真实的救恩。Second
way,
第二部分呢?
We continue to shine in a very dark world. And there's a way we can shine. And the last instruction Paul gave us. How can you be light in this very dark place? The last instruction is very simple.
最后一个指示呢，实际上很简单。
Paul said, hold fast to the word of life.
那就是紧紧地握住这个光明的话语。
Well, let's go to the first point. How do we work out our salvation?
那再回到第一点，我们怎么样能够活出救恩的样子？
Actually, you may be surprised that Paul talked about something like this.
那你觉得有时会很奇怪，保罗会在讲这些事。
Because we keep understanding that salvation is God's work.
那我们知道就是救恩来自于神。
But here Paul said that you have to work out your salvation.
那么这里的保罗说，你还是活出。
That means we have a role in our salvation.
那就告诉在我们的救恩里面，我们需要做一些工作。
So it's not just that God works and you just sit there and do nothing.
这不仅仅，这不是说救恩是上帝的工作，你就坐在那什么事都没做。
When Paul said work out your salvation,
那保罗这里在讲我们。怎么样活出我们的救恩来？
First, he's saying that we already have it.
那就说呢，第一呢，就是我们已经有了，这个救恩已经在我们身上。
But then, second thing, you still need to work it out.
那么，但是呢，你要活出这个救恩。
But when we read this, we have to avoid one problem.
那么我们读这段呢，我们要避免一个问题。
Because we tend to think it is either God or us.
我们经常会想这个很多很多事情，我们就想，要么是神，要么是人。
I believe I decide Jesus is my Lord.
那你会有这个想法，就是说我相信，我决定了耶稣是我的主。
Sometimes we think that way. Sometimes we are encouraged to think that way.
那有时候你会这么想，有些人会鼓励你、勉励你，就这么想。
I just bought a Honda Accord.
那么我买了，最近呢，我买了一辆本田的雅阁。
And then I crashed it.
然后呢，我又撞车了。
It's all my thing.
把它毁坏了，那这些所有的事呢，都是我在做。
I published a paper.
那我写了一篇文章。
And then God helped me to do it.
那么神帮助了我发表了这篇文章。
Paul here discouraged us from thinking like that.
保罗这里实际上在警告我们，在讲我们不要这样想。
Because of verse 13.
那就大家要看这个今天的经文十三节是怎么说的？
How can we possibly work out our salvation?
那么我们怎么样才活出我们的救恩来呢？
For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure.
十三节是怎么说的？因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心中运行，我要成就他的名。
So it's not telling you that either you do it or you don't do a thing and let God do it.
这里不是在说你要么做，你要么你都不做，让神来做。
Paul is kind of encouraging the Philippians to do it and to work out their salvation.
这里呢，保罗实际上在勉励这些弟兄在活出他们的救恩。
But to assure them that God is also at work at the same time.
而且呢，在告诉他们，神也在做他的工。
For His good pleasure, He's happy about it.
你为成就他的美意，神是很高兴这么做。
To will and to work for His good pleasure.
就是为了成就他的美意。
He has decided that that will happen.
他已经决定了这些事应该发生。
The implication for us is that we should not be afraid of working out our salvation.
那么对我们来说什么意思呢？就是我们应该为我们的救恩工作，我们不应该有什么害怕。
So would that be failure? Will we fail?
如果我们失败的话
，From time to time we may fail.
那当然在很经常。
But here, the Bible also tells us ultimately we will not fail because it's God's work.
但是呢，圣经在这里告诉我们，最终我们不会失败。And therefore, we should work
out our salvation with fear and trembling.
啊，这也就是为什么我们应该战惊恐惧来活出我们的生命。Now,
where is this the fear and trembling emphasis come from?
那这个恐惧战惊。 为什么会这个讲法呢?
Old Testament.
那在旧约,
when the Israelites are in the wilderness,
那, 以色列人在旷野的时候,
they are fearful of God, and yet they also tremble when they see and hear what's happening when Moses went up to Mount Sinai.
他们怕上帝。 看见上帝的作为，他们也恐惧战惊。在特别是在摩西上西乃山的这一段描述。
So kind of Paul is kind of describing our experience according to the Old Testament.
那保罗这里在用旧约的描述来讲，我们应该有什么样的心态？
To be fearful of God is proper way to live.
那 对上帝存着恐惧战惊的心，实际上是啊，应该我们的生活方式。
But at the same time, we also enjoy His presence in our life.
但是呢，同时呢，我们又为他在我们生命中的显现感到喜悦。
We will fail, but God will not fail.
我们可能会失败，但是上帝绝不会失败。
In the end, we will be saved. This is kind of interesting way of thinking about how we live and how we do things.
那我们怎么样生活，怎么样做事，有这个想法的话，就很有意思。
Now, how do we work out this salvation?
那我们怎么样才能活出我们救恩呢？
How can you do this?
那你怎么做这些事呢？
Verse 14.
第十四节。
If you really want to enjoy this life and to enjoy seeing God's work in you,
如果你在这个世上有喜乐，然后呢也想感受到神在你身上所做的工,
do not grumble and do not argue.
不要发怨言，不要争论。
Well, obviously, you know that Paul said that because we often do that.
你看到这个，你知道保罗这么说，为什么？因为我们经常会这么做。
But our mind tells us this is unavoidable.
我们呢，可能会想，哎呀，没办法避免。
We have to grumble, we have to argue.
我们需要发愿，要有争论的。
God, why can you give me a better kid?
你可以说，上帝啊，你为什么不给我们一个好一点的孩子？
Why can't you give me a better wife or husband?
那也会说，上帝啊，你为什么不给我一个好老婆、好丈夫？
Rather think like that.
如果你这么想的话，
actually, Paul encouraged us to think in another way.
保罗呢，这里在鼓励我们另外一个方向。
We think about if God puts this kid and this spouse and these workers before me.
如果我们应该这么想，如果神赐给了我们这个孩子，或这个丈夫，或这个妻子，或者这个同事在我们身边，
How can I enjoy life with these people?
那么我和这些人的相处，我怎样才能够享受这一生的喜乐呢？
How can I understand God's will in all these things?
那我怎么样才能懂得上帝的美意呢？这些所有的事里面，我怎么样才能够感受到上帝的美意呢？
When we grumble and when we argue, we are doing like we want to push these things away.
我们发怨言，我们有争论，我们实际上是想把这些都推开。
But when we pray about these things,
当我们为这些事向神祷告的时候，
we try to accept these things as God's will.
接受这是上帝的本意,
and He is helping us to work out our salvation.
神呢, we do not see
our salvation as only something on paper. We start to see God works in our life. In the darkest things we have experienced in our life, of course, if you know the Old Testament, Numbers chapter 21, it talks about Israelites' experience. If grumbling is your problem, if arguing is your problem, this is a passage to read. Because we often think too little about complaining about life. Well, Numbers chapter 21, 4 to 6. Let me read this in English, and then Siba will read in Mandarin. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died.
往红海那条路走，要绕过伊东地，百姓因这路难行，心中甚是急躁，就怨恨神的主。神对摩西说：“你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？就没有粮，没有水。” 我们的心厌恶这些淡薄的食物，于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇并咬他们，以色列人死了许多。If
you carefully read verse 5 in this passage,
请大家呢，仔细的读这个第五节。
You read a very contradictory statement, very strange statement.
你觉得这两句话呢，好像是矛盾的这段经文。First,
they complain there is no food.
开始呢，他们是抱怨了没吃的。And
then they say, well, we don't like this worthless food.
然后呢，他们就说，哎，我们是不喜欢淡薄的食物。I
think they're expecting pizza.
也许他们想吃披萨。But
God gave them like Zhou, right? Congee. It's not that they don't have food, they have food. But not the thing they wanted to have. But the thing you when you read something like this, you see that God sent them fiery serpents.
那你看到这个，你会看到后面的，就是上帝把火蛇给放出来。We
are thankful that we don't see it today, every day.
那么我们应该感恩的，我们现在看不到这个火蛇。But
you have to read this passage in the context around this story.
那你读这个经，当然你要知道它的失败背景。The
two verses before this passage, verse 2 and 3, maybe 1 to 3, it's a victory.
你要看21章的第1节到第3节呢，虽然是好事，他们打赢了战争。They
actually won.
他们打赢了。
And then after this verse, God saved them.
所以呢,
I think this is the way God teaches us today. When we complain about our life, I think sometimes we are contradicting ourselves.
当我们抱怨我们的生活的时候，我们自己就是相对矛盾的。We
do not understand we are lying to ourselves.
我们并不懂得我们跟我们自己就在说谎。And
we do not even try to understand why God put us in such a situation.
我们也不懂神为什么把我放在这个情况。Because we
keep complaining.
因为我们总是在抱怨。
If you talk to someone who keeps talking, I don't know if you have experience like that.
There are
people who like to talk, keep talking. And when you try to give them some like extra information or some subsidiary information,
那么这里呢,
you will find that that is impossible.
这很难的,
so sometimes when you hear people like keep talking,
有时候你看到一个,
first I will hope that I have enough time.
那么我就希望呢,
I kind of need to wait them to exhaust themselves before I talk. Because to cut them off is very rude for me. But sometimes we look at our life about our complaints. And see how God treats us. You see, if we do not complain and do not argue, see 15, verse 15. I'll go back to Philippians, verse 15.
2:15.
That you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. Among whom you shine as light in the world. So try this. Let's learn to shut up. Shut up and let God speak to us. Or let God not speak to us. Because here, Paul told us that we can become lights in this world just by not grumbling and not arguing. Especially when the world is crooked and twisted. Have you tried something like that? By not doing something, you become something good. Because we keep thinking about what we do is always good. And we always think that we are even better than God. Here, we do something different. This is the wisdom we can have in Jesus' salvation for us. And we have this Because we are in union with our Lord Jesus Christ. And when people look at you, when people see you, they may see that you are a little bit strange, but they may admire you. Because they see Jesus in your life. And this is not that, and this thing, most important thing is that this thing has been given to us in Jesus. Now, how can you further enhance this? What can encourage us not to complain and not to argue? Very easy, verse 16.
16节在中间.
Well, in the English, it's more stand out as holding fast to the word of life.
那就是英文呢是在讲紧紧的抓住这个旧文的话.
So instead of grabbing, holding onto your grudges and your complaints, you're holding fast to the word of God.
那我们呢不要发怨言，不要争论，让我们呢紧紧抓住神的话。
Let that word be our word.
让神的话语成为我们的世界。
There are godly ways to complain.
当然也有敬虔的方式向神抱怨。
Have you seen it?
那你看到过吗？
Read the Psalms, there are plenty of it.
那在诗篇里面确实有向神发愿。
God allows us to express ourselves in a certain way.
上帝呢，确实也允许我们一种这种表达的方式。
We can even cry out to God to express ourselves.
我们可以向神倾诉，向神哭，向神求。
And the word of God has been given to us, and therefore we call it the word of life.
上帝的话语给了我们以后，然后我们就能用它生活，这就是我们生命的话语。Because
this life has already been given to us in Jesus.
这生命的话语从耶稣基督的口中告诉我们。So
do not take God's word lightly.
不要轻看神的话语。Soak
yourself with the word of God.
让我们沉浸在上帝的话语中。It
can give us something nothing in this world can give us.
那从神的话语中，我们可以得到从这个世上从来不能得到。Because
when you know the word of life, you can enjoy your union with Jesus.
你得到神的话语，你就能够享受与神同住，在耶稣基督里面的那个新生命。So
this verse allow us to do something.
这段经文呢，让我们允许我们做一些事。Don't
look at testimonies and videos and whatever people write as so important.
当然我们在有时候看见别人做见证，有写的见证，或者有录像的见证。
I'm not saying don't read those things, don't listen to those things.
不要过分的重视那些东西，我不是说你们不要看，不要怎么。But
the most important thing that gives us life is the word of God.
真正最重要的是神的话，神给了我们他的话。Spend
time in that.
那我们应该花更多的时间在神的话。It's
a joy for us to be able to have the word of God to be our word.
那我们有神的话语，就应当喜乐，因为这是话语，就是我们的生命之道。And
let the word of God carry us going through this world. Twisted and crooked.
那在这个弯曲的时代,
We can calmly go through this crooked and twisted world and be light of God. Paul said that in 17 and 18 here, he said that he would pour out a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith. Meaning that Paul is suffering as well as the Philippians. But then the end product is that he can be glad and rejoice as well as the Philippians. We have in our life, we usually pay attention to a lot of things that people have said. And we spend a lot of time on those things. The Bible here encouraged us to spend time in the Word. And to do it without complaining, without arguing with God. I think in this we will see our sinfulness. But then we also experience Jesus' grace in all these things. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. For your pinpoint to us our shortcomings in believing in ourselves. We have wasted a lot of our times in complaining and arguing. And we lost our opportunity to be your witness in this fallen and broken world. Father, I ask that you call us back to Jesus. Bring us back to you. Then we may enjoy our union with Jesus. And also to experience the strength of your word. Give us the wisdom that we may know how to live for you and shine for you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.